WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number three of the program here on Fun Friday, brought to you by Dee's Hot Dogs. And Dee wants to remind you that she's open year-round. So people, you know, they start to think around this time of year about, oh, I got to get down to Dee's Hot Dogs before they close. And then they start trying to be, well, are you going to be open this weekend? Yeah, they're going to be open. They're open year-round. So you can get a delicious Dee's Hot Dog with toppings like, oh, their homemade Coney sauce or macaroni and cheese or baked bean top dogs. Maybe you just want some traditional stuff like mustard relish ketchup. Maybe you want some red pepper relish. Maybe you want some sauerkraut and mustard. Plus all the other great toppings that they've been advertising as part of their 40 dogs for 40 years that they've been posting on Facebook. And don't forget, too, you can still take part in that Rhode Island Food Fight Challenge this month, too, and help them win that. So more details right outside Dee's on the sandwich board sign. But what I love about Dee's is that they're all about the fun. And that's why they sponsor Fun Fridays here on WBSM. And today's Fun Friday question relates to tomorrow's edition of the Paul Santos Show. Because tomorrow at 8 a.m., you know, if you don't already listen, Paul Santos is on every Saturday from 7 to 9. He has a great show. Takes phone calls. Has interesting discussions. Brings on great guests. And tomorrow, he is going to be joined by TV legend John Davidson, who you know is the host of shows like That's Incredible and Hollywood Squares, and who also used to be a fill-in host for Johnny Carson. So he's going to talk with John Davidson about, you know, what it was like hosting a late-night talk show at a time when they weren't really perceived as being political, even though they were. They were topical, is the word. And so he'll talk with him about that. And because of John Davidson's appearance tomorrow with Paul Santos, our Fun Friday question today is, what is your favorite game show? And we've been getting a bunch of responses. App Chat had a few more that came in. Mr. M says, I like Stump the Trunk on MTV. That was like a game show within a show. That was part of that metal show. And then I was referencing earlier Mark Summers, how he used to wear the suit with sneakers. And Not Bad says, I understand that it's acceptable to wear sneakers with a suit now, but I just can't do it. Now if I do it, I don't. I guess it all depends on what I'm doing. So, like, I have a nice suit that I like to wear to things. It fits me perfectly. I have a few others, but I don't really have, like, a well-fitted suit. I did buy a suit at Joseph Abboud that I need to get tailored, and I just haven't had time to do that yet. But when I do, you know, that, and plus I was like, let me lose a little bit more weight, and still hoping that I might grow an inch or two, but I don't think that's going to happen. But, since, you know, I'm 47 now, but the suit that I do wear fits me well. And, so I always wear some dress shoes with that, but it would look just as fine with a pair of sneakers. You got to think, too, though, like Mark Summers didn't just wear the suit and the sneakers. He also rolled up the sleeves on the jacket, which was, you know, another look that I thought was the coolest back in the 80s, because that's what Crockett did on Miami Vice. And I remember back in the 80s thinking, yeah, when I'm an adult, that's how I'm going to dress all the time, every day. Yeah, and no. So what is your favorite game show? 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails both available to you on the WBSM app. And that can be a current game show. It can be something that isn't on the air anymore. It can be something that you just watch in reruns on Game Show Network, whatever you want it to be. Let's take a phone call here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
Morning.
My favorite was always and always is now The Price is Right.
Mm-hmm. Are you still, so you like it just as much with Drew Carey as with Bob Barker?
Yeah, I got used to it. Everybody, you know, you were so used to it with Bob Barker, but
right
after he took over Drew Carey, you know, is it new now? Because I haven't been watching it anyway. But is it still the same or is it reruns?
I don't know. As far as I know, they're still producing new episodes.
New episodes, yeah.
As far as I know, yeah. But I don't watch it either, so I'm not sure.
Tim, because I listen to the radio. Listen, how much did you lose off that Manjaro?
Mm-hmm. A little over 100 pounds.
So that's where you think you're going to stay at, right?
I'd like to lose a little bit more. I put on some weight, but the doctor said that it's. She's like, well, it's not fat because you know your clothes haven't changed. She said you're just putting on muscle. So I said, oh, okay. I said, but I'd still like to lose a little bit more. But that's on me now. You know, the medicine's done all that it's going to do. Now it's just helping me maintain. So now it's up to me to put in a little bit more effort.
So listen, the medicine knows, like, how much for you to lose and then it stops?
No. So what it does is it blocks and slows down the digestion process. And so it makes it so that you feel fuller longer. So it's not really actually necessarily making the weight drop. It's just changing how much more weight you're adding when you eat. So and making you eat less. So what's been beneficial for me is losing the weight has made it so that I can be more active, and being more active has helped me lose some of that weight. So it was, I mean, I give all the credit to the medication, but you know, it's not just the medication isn't going to do it on its own. You can go on the medication and lose like 20, 30 pounds. But if you want to have more significant weight loss, you've got to do some work yourself.
So it fills you up and then you don't want to, like, say you see something that looks real delicious and you want to eat it. You start eating it and then you're full so you don't finish it?
Pretty much. So, yeah. So the thing that I noticed immediately was my portion sizes immediately changed. I couldn't eat nearly as much. And it also, it makes it so that the digestion process is slower so that you feel fuller longer. So you don't eat and then start thinking about what you're going to eat. And the thing for me is I had what they refer to as food noise where, you know, I was constantly thinking about food. I'd be eating my breakfast, thinking about what I was going to have for lunch, eating lunch, thinking about what I was going to have for dinner. I'd leave the house thinking about, okay, I got to go get something to eat first. Like all of that. I don't think about food hardly at all anymore. I have to remember to eat sometimes.
You are addicted to food. That's why I'm an emotional eater. As things are bought, because I don't smoke, right? And I drink socially. And my thing is go to food because it tastes good. I like it. So when I'm, if something's bothering me or whatever, I don't know, it's go to food for everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean, so it all depends. So in some ways, if that's, you know, your emotional connection, it won't necessarily stop that emotional connection. You just won't be able to eat as much. So that's still something, you know, you'd want to talk to a therapist about maybe or a dietitian about. But what will happen is if you do decide you're going to snack, you know, instead of you're going to eat two handfuls of potato chips instead of being able to sit and eat the whole bag kind of thing.
Yeah, what about if I don't bring it in the house, I don't eat it. I didn't have ice cream all summer.
I mean,
If I bring it in, I'll keep going back for more.
I don't know if it's the medication per se or if it's just the fact that I stopped eating this kind of stuff, but like stuff that I used to eat all the time, I can't anymore. Like the idea of eating McDonald's makes me feel sick. You know, the idea of drinking a regular Coke, I'm like, no, that's going to be way too sweet for me. So, you know, it's definitely changed the way that I look at food.
McDonald's is kind of gross if you think about it. I think the best thing kind of is the fries.
That's what I like. That's what I like the least. I'm just not a big French fry person, but I the idea of sitting there and eating a burger from McDonald's, I'm like, I can't do it. And I used to, you know, go through McDonald's and eat a value meal and 20 nuggets, you know, so now I can't even think about it.
Yeah, it's all not good for you. But you also had sugar, right? So now your sugar is, you don't have sugar anymore?
In terms of eating sugar?
No, taking insulin.
Oh, no, I never had to take insulin, no. But I had an A1C of almost 11. And now between taking the medication and being on metformin and the diet and exercise, I got my A1C back down to 5.
Wow.
And I've held steady at 5 for a little over a year now.
So when you get off it, that's when you're going to see everything, see if it can, if you can maintain all this on your own, right? Do you think you can if you get off this medicine?
I think that I can. I think it's going to take a lot of discipline. I mean, I'm not in any rush to go off of it. But if I do, you know, then it becomes on me. So the way I'm looking at it is, this is a do-over for all the bad choices that I made before. And so now if I get a chance to start over, get the second chance, I can't make those bad choices. So we got to have exercise be part of the routine. Got to be more careful about what I eat. I mean, I can still eat crap. I can still eat somebody comes in here with donuts. I still have a donut. Before, I would eat 3 donuts.
Uh-huh. I saw a girl the other day too, and I didn't recognize her. And she's hugging me and talking to me. And I said, I don't remember who you are. She lost 60 pounds. She's on it, but it's a different one. What's the latest one? There's all different names.
So it all depends. So if you're taking it for diabetes, there's Ozempic is the name brand of that for diabetes. And then that one is that Wegovy for weight loss? And then Mounjaro, which is for diabetes, is Zepbound for weight loss. So those are all they're all the same drugs. Well, the Ozempic and Mounjaro are two different things, but they each have their weight loss name and their diabetes name.
There's more than that now, I think, though, Tim. There's other ones.
Yeah, there's a bunch of other ones. What's the one that they, Jardiance? There's all that kind of stuff. And what they're working toward now is getting away from the shots and more into the pills, and then they'll have new names for those. So, you know, we'll see where it goes. But I call these miracle drugs.
The safest one is the one for diabetes, though, right? Because they said that's been around for a long time.
I mean, they really are just the same thing. Like, it's just they put it under a different name because if you're trying to go for weight loss, your insurance company is going to say, we're not going to give you Mounjaro. You're not diabetic. So they came up with the same drug, just a different name.
And they also said that it helps. I heard things on the news here and there. They said they found out that it helped with strokes. It helped with colon cancer.
Yeah, there's a lot of other health benefits to it. There's risks too. As with anything, you got to weigh the risks. But it certainly is showing signs of helping in a lot of other areas.
But you never got no kind of bad side effects, right?
I didn't have a single side effect. Other people that I know, most people that I know, you have to go through a bout of upset stomach, nausea, and it can get pretty severe the first couple of weeks. But then you come out on the other side of it, you're fine. I never experienced any of that. I was totally fine. The only bad side effect I had was the first time I got drunk on it, because they tell you not to drink too much on it. And the first time I got drunk on it, it really hit me hard. My blood sugar crashed, and I'd never had that happen before. So, but other than that,
so don't drink.
No issues.
You can't drink on it.
You can't drink too much on it. I happened to go to Block Island with a guy who owned a bar. So he was like, we're drinking all weekend on me. So I was like, okay. And I was just trying to keep up with him and did a little bit too much.
And what happened to you? You were like, you laid up for a while?
Just same thing when your sugar crashes any other time. I just, you know, had no energy, felt lethargic, felt nauseous. It lasted about a day and then I was fine.
But that's good, though, that you can't drink on it, because drinking is very fattening.
Depends on what you drink.
I know, but drink it. But usually, it turns to sugar, right?
Again, it all depends on what it is. Yeah, but it really too. Like I, even when I drink, I don't drink that much. Like I, even when I was 300 pounds, 2 beers would get me buzzed. So, I don't drink to the point that other people do.
I heard of people having sugar and they drink scotch, and it brought their sugar down and stuff. They like scotch. They said it was the best thing when you have sugar diabetes.
Could be. I got to hold you there. I got another call I want to sneak in before the break.
Thank you.
You have a nice weekend.
Good weekend. Bye-bye.
And let me take this call real fast. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi.
Morning.
To tell the truth.
I'm sorry?
The game show that I liked was To Tell the Truth.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
Was it Bud Collier?
That sounds familiar.
Yeah. I go way back, and I really used to like that. I'd always try and guess.
I think they still have reruns of that on the Game Show Network, don't they?
I don't do any of that stuff. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I know I've seen it somewhere.
Really? Well, maybe I'll try and explore that avenue of seeing, doing TV.
Well, if you do, let us know.
Yeah. Thank you. It was a fun one.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks.
That is our Fun Friday question today, brought to you by D's Hot Dogs. What is your favorite game show? And a lot of the game shows that, were popular, they always end up making a comeback one way or another. They bring them back in a different form. They bring them back, you know, like they tried to do a funny, a new version of Match Game a few years ago that was hilarious. You can watch the pilot, and they filmed two episodes, and you can watch them on YouTube. Absolutely hysterical. Norm MacDonald, Sarah Silverman, so good. I will just go back and watch those same two episodes over and over again sometimes when I need a good laugh. But a good game show format will keep getting resurrected again and again and again. And find a new audience. They tried to do it with You Bet Your Life. They tried to do it first in the, 90s, early 2000s with Bill Cosby. That didn't last too long. And then they tried to do it again recently with Jay Leno. That didn't last too long because the secret formula, the secret white, wasn't the game. It was Groucho. It was Groucho's interactions with people. And if you think the TV show is funny, download the old-time radio app and listen to some of the old Groucho You Bet Your Life radio shows. They were even better. All right, I got to take a break here. When we come back, we will have today's edition of the news. Before I go to the break, though, one, as we're talking about The Price is Right, like what is one of the items that you always saw in The Price is Right? People were always trying to win washers and dryers. Well, you don't even need a washer and dryer anymore because you can drop off your laundry at Dash Laundromat in Dartmouth and New Bedford and have them do the laundry for you. And with your busy schedule going on right now, everything the fall encompasses, you know, you're trying to bring the kids to school, go to their sport events, maybe try to go apple picking on the weekends, whatever it might be. You don't have time for doing laundry. At Dash Laundromat, they make it easy for you with their reusable laundry totes. You just fill them up with your dirty laundry, drop them off at Dash, and then go about your business. They'll wash, dry, and fold it and have it ready when you are. Quick, convenient, totally stress-free. You can use their locker outside their Dartmouth location to drop it off and pick it up, so you don't even have to go when the laundromat is open. So find out more by going to dashlaundromat.com and download the Dash Laundromat app so that you can keep track of your laundry. You're going to get it done at Dash, 1 State Road in Dartmouth, and now on Rodney French Boulevard in the south end of New Bedford. We'll be right back.
A military helicopter crash in Washington State, a lawsuit against Ticketmaster, and a weekend box office preview.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Four U.S. Army service members were on board an MH-60 Black Hawk helicopter that crashed west of Olympia, Washington on Wednesday night.
A spokesperson at Joint Base Lewis McChord says the helicopter went down during a training flight. It crashed near Summit Lake. The Army is calling it an aviation mishap that's under investigation. Thurston County Sheriff's deputies were the first on scene, and they were pushed back by the intense heat from a fire. I'm Brad Ford.
Vice President J.D. Vance offering to send the National Guard to Detroit to crack down on violent crime. He made the offer to Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
Gretchen, we are happy to send the National Guard to Detroit, Michigan. All you got to do is ask.
Michigan Democratic Party Chairman Curtis Hertel says that would violate the Constitution and state sovereignty and would be an embarrassment, just like it has been everywhere else they do it. The office of the Detroit mayor, Mike Dugan, says homicide shootings and carjackings have had a record decline, and he's defending the progress that's been made. A Texas man accused of making threatening phone calls to New York City mayoral candidate Zohran Mamdani. Natalie Migliori reports.
Sources say the NYPD has been investigating calls made to the Democratic Socialist and his campaign dating back to June. The FBI and local agencies were able to trace the calls to Texas, arresting a suspect from Plano. The suspect waived extradition to appear in a Queens court. Authorities say there is no evidence of a specific plot against Mamdani.
A death on a Florida amusement park ride is being investigated. A rider on the Stardust Racers roller coaster at Universal Orlando's Epic Universe lost consciousness and died after being taken to the hospital. Stardust Racers is described as a dual launch coaster with speeds up to 62 miles an hour. The National Hurricane Center suggests Tropical Storm Gabrielle is still expected to strengthen into a Category 1 hurricane by early next week. According to the NHC, Gabrielle has experienced struggles developing due to vertical wind shear and a significant amount of dry air. Currently, the storm is not expected to impact the U.S. East Coast. The FTC is suing Ticketmaster and Live Nation over ticket resale practices. In a lawsuit filed in California yesterday, the FTC accused Ticketmaster and its parent company of illegal and deceptive business practices that have caused customers to pay significantly more than a ticket's face value. The FTC alleges those practices include allowing brokers to violate ticket purchase limits and resell those tickets on its platform. South Park fans will have to wait until next week for a new episode.
I'm going down to South Park, gonna have myself a time.
Friendly faces everywhere, humble folks without temptation.
Co-creators Trey Parker and Matt Stone made the announcement on Wednesday, just hours before the latest episode was scheduled to premiere. They said, apparently when you do everything at the last minute, sometimes you don't get it done. The long-running Comedy Central animated series has seen its viewership surge this season after it has gone after the Trump administration. One episode featuring a parody of Charlie Kirk was pulled from the cable network's rotation following the murder of the conservative activist. I'm Mark Mayfield.
A new study links marijuana use to an increased risk of type 2 diabetes. Those who use weed are close to four times more likely to get type 2 diabetes compared to the general population. That's what researchers reported this week at a meeting of the European Association for the Study in Vienna. It involved nearly 100,000 people whose medical records revealed cannabis use. They were compared to more than 4 million people with no record of marijuana use. The sports thriller, Him, looking to get off to a good start at the box office this weekend.
There are a lot of people saying you could be the next great quarterback.
I can already see it now.
The film, produced by Jordan Peele and starring Marlon Wayans, is projected to make $15 to $18 million in its debut weekend. Meanwhile, the drama A Big, Bold, Beautiful Journey, starring Margot Robbie and Colin Farrell, is eyeing an $8 to $10 million start. Despite the two new releases, Demon Slayer Infinity Castle is expected to take first place for the second straight week with $21 to $25 million. I'm Michael Kastner.
WBSM Sports.
It was the A's over the Red Sox 5-3 yesterday afternoon at Fenway. Sox are in Tampa tonight at 7:35. Patriots host the Steelers Sunday afternoon at 1.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
A mix of sun and clouds today. Upper 70s to near 80, mainly cloudy tonight, 51. Sunshine cooler tomorrow, 67. Partly cloudy on Sunday, 65. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turned up the collarbone. My favorite winter coat. This wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street, but not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? A son of disregard.
All right, welcome back in. You heard that the news is sponsored by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. And don't forget that Stevie's Wine and Spirits is, first of all, they're having their big fall tasting event next Friday, the 26th. That's going to be from 4 to 6. I'm going to be down there hanging out, so hopefully you'll come down and hang out too. Try some dark arts and some other great stuff. But don't forget, too, they're also having tastings this weekend, too. You can stop by tonight and try some things. You can stop by tomorrow and try some things, too. But what I love about it is you can try some things anytime. Remember, anything with the purple dot, you can try before you buy. But one thing we didn't mention when we were talking about the 26th yesterday with Kelly, we forgot to mention that they're going to have Witch's Brew at their fall favorites tasting. Witch's Brew is a series of flavored wines that are perfectly fall flavored. And I've had the chance to try quite a few of them. And I'm not really much of a wine drinker, but I really enjoy these because I enjoy the flavors of fall. Apple wine, you know, things of that nature. Pumpkin spice wine, I love it. So if you want to try that, you can do that too. And I think they've got some open for you to sample anyway when you go over there, even if you want to try it out before next Friday's big fall favorites tasting. So that's what's great about Stevie's Wine and Spirits, where you can try anything that has the purple dot, and you never know what they're going to be pouring out and sampling on any particular day. If you don't find what you want on the shelves, just ask. If they don't have it in the back, they can probably get it for you. Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven, and make sure you follow them on Instagram, on Facebook, especially on Instagram. They're constantly posting photos and stories on there for you to learn about some of the great products that they have. And I'll see you over there, maybe even tomorrow, maybe even tonight. Depends on when I get done with work. Speaking of Fairhaven and tomorrow, the Huddleston Harbor Fest series continues tomorrow with a medieval fair at Grimshaw Park at Fort Phoenix. It's going to be happening from 11 to 4. So for all of you folks who love King Richard's Fair and you can't get enough of that kind of vibe, tomorrow they're going to have the Huddleston Harbor Fest Medieval Fair. So from 11 to 4, it's going to be, you know, all kinds of great events. I'm actually going to tell you about all the different events they're going to have. And then at 5:30, they're going to start setting up for an outdoor film that will air, that'll be run at 7 p.m. So here's, with a very special guest. So here's the rundown of everything. They're going to open things up at 11 a.m. From 12 to 12:30, The Harper and the Minstrel. Then from 1 to 1:30, another show with The Harper and the Minstrel. At 2 p.m., Todd the Time Traveling Wizard. Then at 3 p.m., another show with The Harper and the Minstrel. At 3:30, The Coronation of the Fair's Finest Booth. 3:45, The Crowning of the Costume Champions. At 6 p.m., The Magic of Flow with La Lupna Hoops. 6:30, Flames of Wonder Fire Performance. And then at 7 o'clock, the grand introduction of their special guest, New Bedford's own and Oscar-winning writer-director of A Knight's Tale, Brian Helgeland. He is going to be there, and he's going to be introducing a screening of A Knight's Tale. So what a day they have put together over there. Alyssa and her team at Discover Fairhaven, what a great day that's going to be. And you can find out more by going to discoverfairhaven.org. All about the Huddleston Harbor Fest Medieval Fair happening tomorrow. Let's take a phone call, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning. Speaking of Fairhaven, the Fairhaven Blue Devils won last night their freshman game against Old Rochester, 32-20. So, great game. Very cool. The boys are definitely pumped up for it, so good for them. It's what the team needs, you know. No, I just wanted to put that out there, and congratulations to all the boys, and they should be very proud of themselves. And one thing that came up last night at the game was, well, they don't light up the board for the scores, and that kind of complicates things for the crowd. You know, if you're watching it, you don't know what the score is. You don't know what play it is. You don't know anything.
Yeah, I can imagine down and distance can be hard for some folks without that to follow along with.
Yeah, trying to figure it out. Yeah, they had nothing. And I heard a rumor that they are trying to raise the funds to be able to put up the board during the freshman games. I don't know if that's something you'd be able to look into, if they're actually doing it, who's doing it.
Was there any particular reason why they couldn't? Did anybody say what the reason was?
No. I mean, everything is just rumors. You know, amongst the crowd, while you're sitting there on the bench and you're talking to people, and you know, it's so I never really talked to anyone in any position of authority about it over there, but I just heard that, and I think that would be a great idea. So I'm just wondering, in your capacity, if that's something you might be able to look into. Because it is a local story, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I can send out an email and find out what's up. My guess is, you know, they might come back and say, well, we don't have somebody to run the scoreboard, but you can't find somebody that would volunteer to do that? I'm sure somebody would love to do it.
Right, yeah. You got to think a lot of these parents of the football players, those kids played in 12U, 10U, leading up to their freshman year in high school, you know? So,
or it's a good way for a honor society kid to get some service hours maybe or something, you know? You just basically just got to listen to what the referee tells you.
Yeah. And another thing is a media department at Fairhaven High. You know how Dartmouth has a media department where they will record every single game?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll commentate it. That's the only team around that does it. And it drives me nuts, you know?
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, resources are kind of spread thin when you've got a lot of different games going on at once. And then, you know, how do you determine which game you're going to go cover? You're going to go cover a varsity, you know, field hockey game, or you're going to go cover a freshman football game? So, you know, that kind of can be where you run into the problems.
Yeah, or, you know, school budget or whatever.
Yeah, you might only have one camera.
Yeah, that's on my wish list, is that they have a media center at the high school so they can film every single game, comment on it. So you can just go right up on YouTube like you can at Dartmouth games and find a game, watch it.
They do have a great – Fairhaven does have a great media department.
They do? Okay, I didn't – they don't record all the games, though.
I don't know what else they're doing, but I know that they have a great media department because I've been over there.
Yeah, okay. And I know they don't touch the games. I guess that's what I'm getting at. I'm not going to denigrate if they, you know, I haven't really looked into their departments, you know, their clubs at the school as much as I probably should have.
Yeah, but, I mean,
I don't know, it's something to pursue.
It may just be, you know, me guessing here, but based on my, you know, 20 plus years of covering sports, I didn't cover a lot of, you know, freshman or junior varsity games. It was almost always a varsity game that I was covering, but I would think that there's probably most schools don't cover anything below the varsity level.
Right. Well, even varsity level, there's nothing for Fairhaven. They don't film the Friday games, do they?
I don't know.
I mean, the varsity games, I don't think they do. Because we've looked for them. And even the Super Bowl last year, we had a hard time finding it.
Well, that's a little different. Because once you get to the playoffs, the school doesn't handle that anymore. So it becomes MIAA. Yeah. So the Super Bowl has to be, you know, produced by Kraft Sports.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point on that one. But, yeah, it's just, you know, just ranting and raving on things. But congratulations to the Fairhaven Blue Devil freshman team, 32-20 against Old Rochester last night.
All right. Thank you for the call. Shows. Have a good weekend. All right. I got to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. You know what? Before I take that break, as we're talking about high school sports and we're talking about, you know, kind of what goes forward with this. I mean, we have so many kids that participate in sports around here at various levels, you know, like we were talking about the freshman level there, but some kids They play freshman, they play junior varsity. They don't ever go to the varsity team because maybe they end up having to get a job or they get involved in other activities or what have you. But one thing I will say about the sports in this area, as the numbers have fallen over the years of kids that are actually participating in them, I do love how much these communities have really developed over those. So the caller mentioned, you know, all the parents who have gone through these youth levels together. You're starting to see more and more of that where, you know, the families are sticking together with things and they are creating these little communities. That's how it used to be. When I was in high school, you know, there was all of these great families that would go out and support. So, okay, my kid doesn't go to varsity. He decides he's going to go do something else instead. But all these other families that were there, you know, are still going to be there. So we're going to go to the games and we're going to support their kids too. And I love the fact that, you know, the South Coast has never really lost sight of that, even as kids are playing less and less sports. And that's just the fact of it's getting more costly. It's getting more specialized. Schools are not footing the bill for all the equipment anymore, and they're having user fees for a lot of this stuff. But, you know, the camaraderie of it all, the community of it all hasn't gone away. 508-996-0500. I've got to take a break here. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back in. Don't forget, too, we are just a couple of weeks away now, 10 days away from the launch of Cape Air service from New Bedford to Boston, and then from Boston to New Bedford. It'll be about $99 each way, but it's going to start off at $79, a special introductory price. You can book now at capeair.com. They're going to have two flights leaving New Bedford for Boston every day, 8:15 a.m. and 2 p.m., and then returning from Boston every 1 p.m. and 6:40 p.m. That's two daily round-trip flights on a year-round basis. And what's great about it, you can go through TSA in New Bedford. You can park in New Bedford, so you're going to save time. You're going to save money. No traffic. No dealing with the large crowds to get through the security screening. It's all going to happen right here in New Bedford. Significant time savings. And for about the same price it's going to cost you for an Uber. So book yours now at capeair.com, and we'll be down there at the airport on the 29th, myself and Chris McCarthy broadcasting live. And then I'll be getting on the plane and taking that first flight. And speaking of broadcasting live, Chris McCarthy will be joining us in just a little bit from Honeydew Donuts on Route 18 in New Bedford today. You can stop by and see him and hang out with him during the show from 9 to noon, and he'll probably enjoy conversation and some coffee with you. So stop on by Honeydew Donuts on Route 18 in New Bedford. I've got to get one more break in here. We'll be back in a few moments. All right, before we say goodbye for the day, let's check in with Eric over at the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Good morning, sir. How you doing over there today?
Hey, what's up, Tim? How you doing, bro?
Busy morning, it sounds like, over there.
Yeah, dude, always busy doing something, man.
What do you got
let's
going
get right
on?
Into it.
Yeah, what do you got like happening?
I got nice Wagyu short ribs. Wagyu, nice ones, real nice, tender. I had one last night. They're nice ones. I got nice boneless coming in today. Boneless short ribs, anybody's interested. I got nice, what are they called? Oh, top sirloin medallions. Nice stuff, man, real nice stuff. Picanha. You know what picanha is? The Brazilian meat a lot of people like?
I don't know, no.
Yeah, it looks like a triangle. It's nice. They put it on the grill, they slice it up. Comes out nice, man, nice stuff. I got celebrity pork chops. I got the randoms, brother. I got nice tomahawks. I got nice ones. I got, now it's like it's getting colder, so probably people want to do, what do you call it, prime rib? Mm-hmm. Got a nice prime rib choice. I got ribeyes, nice ribeyes. I got nice sirloins. I got the tenderloins. I got Terrace Major. That's always a favorite. I got nice pepper steak, what do you call it, chop steak or something, you know, stuff like that, stew. I got everything. Whatever you want, I got it, man.
And you're cooking up some stuff, too, if people want to just come in and get a nice hot lunch.
Oh, yeah. Cooking below. Today's Friday fish day, bro. I got nice fried fish. I got the sardines. It smelts. I got the fillets. I got pork chops. I got pot roast. I got chicken Mozambique, steak tips. Oh, you know what I got? My mother just made French meat pie. Nice French meat pie. She sells a lot of them. We do good with that, man. And got nice spicy and mild chilies. Just came out of the smokehouse. Good stuff, too. Nice and thick the old style way.
You know, I thought of you the other day because I saw that the Nordic, that buffet in Rhode Island, they're doing their game dinner in November, and they're going to have things like elk and kangaroo.
Oh,
and
wow.
I thought about how you said,
Jesus
you know,
Christ.
You can always try to get things if people want it. Maybe this might be a little too exotic for some of the stuff that you can get. Have you ever tried any of that, kangaroo or elk or any of that?
Dude, honestly, somebody called me for that, and I was like, I thought they were playing with me. And the Portuguese people used to call the goat that comes from Australia, they used to say it was kangaroo, so I don't know what's going on with that.
Well, everything you want to try, you can try it at the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Thanks for joining us, Eric. We'll talk with you next week.
Other than kangaroo. I don't have kangaroo.
Right, no kangaroo. All right.
Oh, you know, so I got two nice wine grapes. Wine grapes and the juice, if anybody wants it. Come on down. All right, brother. Thanks.
Thank you. Have a good one. Yeah, and if you make your wine, I'd love to try some of it.